أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قتل أصحاب الأخدود النار ذات الوقود. We were narrating the instance which Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had narrated. First of that Nabi who felt that his followers were very strong and nobody can stand up to them, and Allah Ta'ala took them to task for that. And from there we learn many lessons that pride must never come into us of anything whatsoever, and we must ascribe everything only to Allah Ta'ala, for that is the truth and the reality. Allah is the only one who gives us tawfiq, and only by that tawfiq can we do anything. Then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained about this king who made people worship him, and that they believed that he is Khuda, he is Allah. And that little youngster was very intelligent, and he learned, they sent him to the magician, the jadugar of the king, in order to learn his things. And on the way he met a Christian priest who he should go to, and he learned about the deen of Allah Ta'ala, which was the true and correct deen at that time, the deen of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, and he got high stages of wilayat and karamat by that, by which he had killed a lion that was blocking the way of the people just by taking the name of Allah Ta'ala. And then he, a blind person, he made dua for him and he became right again. Then after that, when this became famous and people started speaking about it, the king summoned them to his court, and he executed that priest, and he executed that blind person who did not believe in him but believed in Allah Ta'ala. The boy he sent to be thrown from a very high mountain down and be destroyed. All those people got killed, but the boy came back safely. And then he sent them on a boat into the seas, and that they must drown him. They all drowned, he came back safely. Then the king became extremely angered, and then he summoned him, and now the boy told the king that if you want to kill me, then you'll kill me in this way: gather all the people, and in front of them you put me onto the gallows, and then you say, Bismillah, Rabbi Hadal Ghulam, in the name of Allah, and who is the Rabb, the Allah of this boy, and then you shoot an arrow at me and I will die. The king did accordingly, the boy died, but immediately all the people accepted Iman and Islam. When they saw that it is by the Rabb of Allah and nothing else could get him killed, also Allah saved him, and only by the name of Allah that this could be done. So he gave his life, he became a shaheed of what stature. And on the other hand, all these people accepted Iman and Islam. The people told the king that first few people now and then had accepted the truth of Iman and Islam, and they believed in you as their Allah. But by this incident, all the people have brought Iman now, and they all believe in Allah Ta'ala. And they brought such Iman that there was nothing to stop them from this Iman. Just like in the time of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, the jadugars themselves, and their numbers vary from 10 to 120,000, they all brought Iman. And instantly Allah gave these people that Iman, which normally takes a lot of mujahada and hard work to achieve that Iman. However, when the king became so infuriated and angered that he dug a huge trench and he filled it with fire things, and he put up a fire, the flames of which that were going well out of the flame, out of the trench also. And then the king and his ministers sat there, and they let each person come, and they asked him whether, they asked that person, do you believe in me, that is the king, as your Allah, or do you believe in somebody else? They were all so firm on their Iman that they all went into the fire. And those people were sitting there and witnessing all this, which Allah Ta'ala says, إِذْهُمْ وَهُمْ عَلَى مَا يَفْعَلُونَ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ شُهُودٌ. And they were witnessing what they were doing with the believers. They were watching it and relishing and enjoying it. And very, very sad people today, there are so many non-believers just because of the Iman and Islam of a person. They're doing terrible things in disguised forms. These people do it in this very crude and very bad way. Openly they did it. But today Muslims are being killed in various ways. And also just because they are Muslims. So in that process, a woman had come with her child that was still suckling on her, drinking milk on her. A very small child who could not speak even at that time. When she was brought, for the fear of the child, it appeared that she was afraid to go into the fire for her child. The child, one of those children who spoke in their infancy, like Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, he spoke, in the time of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, and few other occasions where little infants who were not still speaking, but at that time miraculously they spoke. So he spoke and he said that to his mother, Ummah, oh my mother, do not fear at all, you are on haq. And they were also thrown into the fire. So in this way, the trench that they had dug and the people were thrown, this Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala refers to in the surah and in this ayat. And there were many other cases also where people have made lot of zulm just because a person had brought Iman on the true Rabb. And this blind person, when he was brought in front of the king, and the king asked him that, who is your Allah? He said, my Allah is the one who gave birth to me, who created me, who brought me into this dunya. And he asked him, who gave you your eyesight back? He said, my Allah. He said, me? The king asked me. He said, no, not you. The one who is my Rabb and who is your Rabb too. He asked, is there another Rabb also? He said, yes, the true Rabb, the one, the creator of the heavens and the earth, the sustainer of the heavens and the earth, and the one that we are going to return to. On that he had him executed. However, the great lesson that we have to learn from here, that we have to build our Iman to that level, that we give our lives, not only give, but give it happily for Allah Ta'ala. But Iman, we do not lose it in any way whatsoever. And today, unfortunately, in small, small matters, we speak lies, we deceive people, all this, we are losing the reality of Iman. So we have to try and build our Iman so strong that no matter what happens, that we remain firm on Iman and that we resist the commands of Allah Ta'ala, we fulfill them fully. And whatever Allah has prohibited us from, we stay away from that. And we remain true servants of Allah Ta'ala. And this is the real test in this life of ours. We will face all situations, many, many situations where we have to choose. And it will come in our heart also what is the right. But at that time, what do we choose? Do we choose the easy way and our nafs, to satisfy our nafs, to satisfy, make people happy, to make the wife and children happy, to make the people of the world happy? Or do we want to make Allah Ta'ala happy? May Allah guide us, help us. It is only through the special mercies of Allah that a person can get saved in all these situations. And then his akhirat is made. Otherwise, our akhirat, if that is in jeopardy, that is the most serious thing that can ever happen to a person. May Allah protect us all. Well, here we go.